Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Keith Erica. How may I help you today?
Oh, hi, hon. That's a pretty name.
Keith Erica.
I said that's a pretty name.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Very unique. So I was calling my son. He's an idiot. He bought like a starter thing just to like test out some supplements from you guys. And I guess he didn't realize that it was going to be an ongoing thing. So he was charged like a couple $100. A couple of the things actually arrived at the house. Can we send these back and get a refund? Because he didn't even like the trial thing that he tried. So I didn't know if there's anything you could do.
Hey, may I have the zip code to verify the account?
It's 45030. We're in Harrison.
First and last name for me, please.
It's Ethan Collins.
Hey, can you verify that shipping address?
6503 Lawrenceburg Road.
Okay, ma'am, your account is already canceled, ma'am. You called to cancel on the seats. We cannot take those supplements back, ma'am. But your account is canceled out. You won't be receiving any future orders or shipments.
Okay, what about the ones that haven't come? Just don't send those. Can you refund those?
Everything has already been shipped out, ma'am. We can't stop any shipments.
Gotcha. Okay, so why can't you guys take them back if they're sealed?
We can't take them back, ma'am, whether they're open or not, ma'am. We have a no return policy.
Okay, and there's no way anybody could authorize a refund?
No, ma'am. We all have the same protocol here, ma'am. That charge is valid. If you didn't call to cancel within those 14 days, then you're billed on the 15th day for the full amount for that product. And it does state in the terms on the website.
Yeah, he's so stupid. He's only 20. I don't know what to tell him. Okay. That's fine. I'll just let him know that he's just going to be broke for Christmas.
Hey, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.